Brewers 360 is sponsored by Outdoor Living Unlimited.
He gets on base a lot, Rocco. Do I care if it's a walk or a hit? Pete?
You do not.
I do not.
Brewers Senior Vice President and General Manager Matt Arnold live with us.
He's a good hitter. Why does he hit good?
This morning. Morning, Matt.
Hi. Good morning, Vince. How are you?
I'm good. I want to see if you'll follow me on an analogy here. See if this speaks to you about us as Brewers fans. So I've been looking forward for weeks to going to Great America, my favorite ride there. Okay, I stand in line for an hour. I finally get on the ride, and it's the big roller coaster, and we're going up the thing, and click, 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 we're going up, and I should be enjoying the ride because I really wanted to be on this ride. And yet the entire time I'm on the ride, all I'm thinking about is what's going to happen when the ride is over? When are we getting to the next ride? And how long is that line going to be? Does that speak to you about something that's going on in the Brewers world right now?
Yeah, I think it does. I mean, look, you can't have joy without a little bit of pain, right? And we go. I mean, look, it's a long season, and we've had some incredible stretches. We won 9 games in a row not that long ago. This team is super resilient, you know, and I think it's a good thing to overcome some adversity, and our team has shown that we're able to bounce back. And look, we're still in first place, and the guys are doing great. And so I'm looking forward to seeing what we can do against the Yankees here this weekend.
You know, and the other part of that analogy, Matt, is continuing conversation about Craig Counsell and his future with the team. And like, it seems really clear. We asked Counts about it this week, you know, like about his future and what he wants, and he just doesn't want to talk about it. And I know there's some reporting out there, and some people are claiming to know, well, he has designs on going to New York and following David Stearns, your predecessor, and doing all this stuff. And it would be wrong to assume, I think, that Craig knows what he wants to do and just hasn't told anybody. Hadn't told you, hadn't told Mark Attanasio. You know Craig as well as anyone. He seems like he wants to live in the moment, do his job right now, and when that job is done, hopefully in late October, early November, then he'll step away, he'll take a moment, and then you all will talk about what his future looks like.
Yeah, Vince, I think that's probably a fair way to characterize it. I mean, you know, we, as I've said a number of times, they care about Craig a ton here and respect so much of what he's been able to accomplish here for this franchise and this community. And, you know, right now it's not really what we're focused on. You know, I know it's something that's really, really important to him and to all of us, certainly his future. But right now we're focused on winning today, and that's where our head is.
Speaking of winning today, Matt, what is the status of guys like Aaron Ashby, Garrett Mitchell? I know your postseason roster is getting close to probably being discussed. I'm sure you probably have already talked about it already, but those are two key contributors. Do you see them coming back before the season and for the playoffs?
Yeah, it's hard to say, I think, at this point. I mean, look, both those guys are on rehab assignments. They're just at the early stages of those, and both those guys are doing really well, you know, and so it's just hard to handicap exactly how long that's going to take. It's going to be largely dictated by their bodies and how they respond. You know, the pressures of a playoff environment is always a challenge, but, you know, those guys have put themselves in a position to be in the mix for us, and that's a huge credit to those guys.
Brewers General Manager Matt Arnold with us on Brewers 360 this morning. Back to school week, Matt. How are things in the household? Everything good?
A little crazy. I told everybody to kind of keep it down for a couple minutes if they could, but no promises. Maybe some fireworks in the background here, but no, everybody's good and excited to get back to school for sure.
Are you a bus family or a drop-off family? Is it south to drop off, north to pick up for somebody? You got to drop them off?
More biking, actually.
Sweet.
Yeah, the kids will bike a lot, so we just get them out, make sure they're wearing a helmet, and get them on their way.
That's awesome. All right, we'll talk again next week, Matt. Thanks so much for the time.
Awesome. Thank you, guys.